and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The rain and moisture across this state has been very good news for air quality. The smoke and haze that was causing extremely poor air quality across the state has been filtered out. There is also a wind shift that is sending some of that western wildfire smoke elsewhere right now. It is a great day to get out and explore the state or exercise outside, especially if you've been avoiding it due to the poor air quality. Denver International Airport is taking home a prestigious award for the second year in a row. They've received the Balchin Post Award, a national award recognizing airports for swift and efficient snow and ice removal while keeping airport operations running. DIA's 53-square-mile domain is the country's largest commercial airport in landmass. The airport manages snow removal on 6 runways, 300 lane miles of roads, and over 23 football fields worth of parking space. Former governor and current senator John Hickenlooper says he has tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. In a statement, Hickenlooper says he is a breakthrough case of COVID and is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating at the direction of a physician. He also said he's grateful to the vaccine for limiting his symptoms and allowing him to continue to work. Cases of COVID-19 have been surging across the state of Colorado. As of yesterday, 660 people were hospitalized in the state with the virus. Currently, about 90% of all cases in the state are the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. About 61% of U.S. households owed no federal income tax in 2020. That's a huge spike from pre-pandemic times, but that increase could be short-lived. The coronavirus-fueled upheaval in the economy, which cost more than 20 million jobs in April of 2020, federal relief packages drove up the share of non-payers by about 40%, according to the Tax Policy Center. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbooks app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Colorado only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. From custom home loans to competitive rates and everything in between, you can trust them to find you the best deal. They're local to Colorado, and they partner with some of the best real estate agents around. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat
from aluminum foil.
Foil,
where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, hello, everybody. It is the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on KHNC, 1360 AM. Where else are you going to go? What other station are you going to listen to? Kind of, it's a rhetorical question. You're not going to go anywhere because this is where it's at, because we have views that you don't get anywhere else. We have people with opinions that match your opinions, but you just don't hear anywhere else. And that's what KHNC excels at. It excels at giving you your voice and not the voice of all the other goofballs out there. I am Glenn Tate, your host of the Friday edition of the KHNC Open Forum. I am the co-host with my lovely wife, Shelby Gallagher, of the Prepping 2.0 show, which is a preparedness show. Talk about meat and potato preparedness things. The latest couple episodes have been on food preps and how to store food and all of that kind of stuff, and learn from our experience and don't buy stuff you don't need and that kind of thing. That gives you an idea about Prepping 2.0. But Open Forum's different. Open Forum is a lot more about current events and things that are going on, things that you're feeling, things that you're thinking. And oh my goodness, what a week we've had. Afghanistan. I know you've heard a lot about it. I've got some insight, got some friends who are in the military and intelligence community and have been telling me things. I'm going to be very vague because I don't want to give them away. But unbelievable, you guys. Listen, I try to be even keeled. I'm not sure that I pull it off very well. I try not to freak out. I try not to be a chicken little because, quite honestly, if you're in the preparedness space, and you constantly say, tomorrow there's going to be a meteor shower and we're all going to die, you're going to lose your credibility really quickly and nobody's going to listen to you. And I want to have credibility. So I want people to listen to me, not just because I like hearing my own voice. I want people to listen to me because I think that my wife and I, and when I'm on the show, I guess just me, we have things to say that can maybe get you to prepare for what's coming and can help you out quite a bit. And we take our credibility very seriously because we want people to follow some of our suggestions or at least think about them. That's fair. I mean, we're not trying to boss people around. We're not liberals. We just want people to think about things. Afghanistan, this is by far the biggest debacle in my lifetime. Let's go back. Saigon. I was a few years old during Saigon. Don't really remember it. That was terrible. Helicopters. But everybody knew that was coming, right? We knew South Vietnam was going to fall. Nobody wanted to have Americans in Vietnam. I get it. But it was really messy and ugly, and we thought that was terrible, right? I mean, that was like, oh, my goodness, could it get any worse? You know, helicopters on the roof of embassies and people holding on to the skids of Hueys and all that other stuff. Oh, could it get worse? Oh, yeah, yeah, it could get worse. Like 11,000 to 15,000 Americans stranded worse. Anyway, we'll get into that. So then the second thing that happened, debacle in which the United States, and here's my point with all of this. This is why this matters to you. It's not just Joe Biden's a dope, because we all know that, okay? That's not exactly breaking news. Here's why this matters. The United States is no longer a superpower. Last week, we lost superpower status because everyone in the world is laughing at us. Everyone in the world sees that we can't even hold on to an airbase and get our people out. It shows the absolute, and it's not the military's fault. It is not their, they could have done this so doggone well. Intelligence community, too, could have done this so doggone well. It's that we have an idiot president, a weak idiot, I think, cognitively declining president who, okay, let's just skip to it. The reason, and this has been well sourced, so this is not some made up, thing. The reason Biden wanted to hurry up with the evacuation that turned out to be, not much of an evacuation, right? We still got 11 to 15,000 people that the Taliban are going to soon start cutting heads off of. And that's going to happen, too, and don't think it won't. These people are savages. These people cannot be dealt with. You can't make agreements with them. Even if you made an agreement with the so-called Taliban leader, who I don't even know what that is, these are all tribes, and the tribes will do what they want. And if a tribal chieftain wants to cut off the heads of all the Americans that he detained, that's what's going to happen. So don't think there's any, easy way out of this or there's any, diplomacy that's going to happen. No. Diplomacy only works with countries that want to follow rules and that have some sense of decency. And the Taliban has none of that. Back to the reason why this is all happening. The president, I should say the so-called president, because I don't really think he's the president, the so-called president of the United States wanted to have a big ceremony on 9/11, 20th anniversary coming up here in a couple weeks. Say, see, we're out of Afghanistan. The implication being, see, Joe Biden, the so-called president, got us out of Afghanistan. Wow, look at me. I'm awesome. I got it done. I can get things done. I'm really good at governing. Do you know how idiotic that sounds right now when you see this evacuation or non-evacuation? So he hurried everything up. We know this to be true. This is not speculation. So for his own ego, for his own, quote, legacy, and that's the thing about politicians. I've been involved in politics at the state level in a variety of levels. And I'm telling you, one of the things about politicians that doesn't make sense to most people, because most people are decent human beings and they're not politicians, this sense of legacy. Politicians will do crazy, stupid, awful things for their, quote, legacy, because that's what really matters to them, because they're completely self-absorbed. But anyway, you knew all of that. But the president, so-called president, goes and hurries up this evacuation, and we all know what happened. I mean, the facts are pretty obvious. Give away Bagram Air Base, which is your one secure way out. Give up all the roads that lead to the air base so that people can't get to the air base. Apparently, and I don't know whose fault this is, but somebody's fault, the Taliban have the biometric database of all of the informants and collaborators and people who work for us. All they need to do is scan a finger, and they can find out if you're a collaborator. Just what's happening to all those people right now. Stick around. We're going to come back. We're talking about Afghanistan and other stuff.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church at 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna carry.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Open Forum, Friday edition. Glenn Tate, your host here. KHNC. I usually tell people where I'm broadcasting from. When I'm on the phone, you guys, just so you know, some of you maybe are new to the show and don't know this. Shelby and I are moving to Montana, and today is our final haul to Montana. This is the last trip. So we are in the middle of Washington State in Moses Lake, Washington, if you're familiar, at a truck stop, and I'm phoning in the show. This should be the last of the phone-ins because now we will be in Montana with our computers. We can do the video show, and we can do the internet connection, which is a lot better audio, and do all that. Thank you guys for being patient with us as we move. It was one of these things where, quite honestly, half our computers were in one place and half were in another. Microphones were over there. The adapter was over there. It's impossible to do. But phone works. But just so you guys know, we're going to upgrade, and you're not going to be, you know, listen to phone shows for much longer. Anyway, back to Afghanistan. I think this is huge, you guys. I think Afghanistan is huge, and I'm gonna paint a picture why. The political instability in the United States that's going to come from this. This is an enormous political event. And you know me. You know me. I'm the first to make fun of the general population, right? Those people that are checked out. They don't care about politics. They just, you know, I always talk about, you know, they're eating Doritos and watching Netflix, and they couldn't be bothered by anything. And I still feel that most of the general population is like that, and that it is not exactly flattering my view of them. I call them gen poppers, general population, gen poppers. Okay, all that's true, but here's the thing. I think this debacle is so hideous. It's not just a foreign policy thing. It's something everybody gets. Every single functioning, rational person in this country gets that you don't leave 10, 11 to 15,000 of your people stranded with the Taliban running around. Everybody gets it. Everybody gets that you get them out, that you use an airbase. This is not this ire, this shock, this horror is not limited to people who have, like, military backgrounds, you know, evacuating people. People get this. You know what the analogy would be, and some of you may be too young to remember this. I hate saying that. I feel so old every time I say that. The Iran hostage situation in 1979 and a few days into 1980. I guess 1978 into 79, where off the top of my head, about 75 Americans at the embassy in Tehran, Iran, were detained by the mullahs that took over Iran. That was a huge thing. That was like, oh my goodness, you know, America's defeated, America's down. It was an enormous political issue that got regular people mad. They said, "What? We're the United States. Why don't we just, like, go in a helicopter and go get these people? How can this ragtag group of goofball, you know, Islamic extremists hold our people?" And it showed that President Carter at the time was very, very weak. You guys, this Afghanistan thing, with not 79 people, but like about 11,000 to 15,000, is way bigger. And the other reason it's way bigger is that it's more stupider. Yes, I make up a word every single time I come on the air, more stupider, to not evacuate these people and to just let the airbase be taken and all the weapons. We'll get into that in a moment, too, which is another absolute outrage. So I think this has enormous political ramifications. I don't just mean, like, people might vote for you know, Republicans in 2022. I'm not talking normal politics here. I'm talking shock and outrage, especially among veterans. Veterans, I feel so sorry for you for all the sacrifices you made, especially in Afghanistan, to then have it turn out this way where we just hand them the whole country and we leave our people stranded and we let the Taliban go on to murder and rape and torture spree that they are currently undertaking. I feel so sorry for you. I will say this, mostly gentlemen and a few ladies, you guys fought really hard. You guys killed a whole bunch of bad guys. You guys did a whole bunch of good. For 20 years, Afghanistan was an absolute awful pit of badness like it is now. So you made a difference. It just doesn't feel that way. But I have to tell you, veterans, you should be pissed. I'm sorry I said a bad word on the radio. My bad. I apologize. I'm so upset about this. You should be angry, very, very angry about what the Biden administration has done to your life's work. A lot of you have sacrificed PTSD, which is no party. Got friends that have this problem. Limbs, marriages, relationships with kids, really bad injuries, bad backs. Good friend of mine, airborne ranger, walks around on a cane now. He used to be the guy who ran marathons. A lot of sacrifices to make Afghanistan better, and then this clown of a so-called president just hands it to the Taliban and hands it to them, stranding our people. You should be very, very angry. And I think this anger, coupled with all the other stuff going on, see, that's what's important here. This isn't just Afghanistan. You walk down the street, I'm looking at people walking down the street right now, Afghanistan may not be on their mind, but I'll tell you what is on their mind, 13% real inflation rates on their mind. The fact that nobody seems to be working and, you know, their favorite restaurant gets closed down one day a week because nobody's working. The fact that they can't remodel their house because the price of lumber has gone up. All these other, we spent a month trying to get a transmission for a vehicle that needed to get fixed because of all the shortages and all the delay. Coupled with all this other bad stuff that's going on, primarily economic stuff, this surrender of American superpower status. That's exactly what it is. Don't think for a second other countries in the world look at the United States the same way this week that they did last week before all this started. Don't fool yourselves. China and Russia in particular are saying, okay, this is it. Finally, this is the last straw. This is America not being a superpower. Because if you can't rescue your own people, you're not a superpower. You know who I expect to leave 11,000 to 15,000 people stranded in some terrible place where they're going to get executed? That's kind of the move you expect from, I don't know, maybe like Kenya or Indonesia or France. Sorry, got to get a jab in on France. But this is the kind of stuff you don't expect from superpowers. Superpowers don't have these problems, except when a regime installs itself and cheats in an election and puts a mentally ailing, a cognitive declining egomaniac in power. That's when this stuff happens to superpowers. And that's what these other countries are looking at. By the way, if you live in Taiwan, you should get off the island, because guess what's going to happen to Taiwan? China, do you think China's going to think that America's going to save Taiwan when America can't even get its own people out of Afghanistan? Not on your life. This is horrible, and it's going to cause instability, and there's going to be protests. I don't know about riots, but I'm going to say protests. There's going to be all kinds of bad things that flow from this. And my I don't know, guidepost on this is the political reaction to 79 people being held hostage back in the 70s and how that uprooted everything. One thing a lot of people have said is, on that Iran hostage thing from the 70s, they've said, well, this is actually not that anyone wants people stranded in Afghanistan, don't get me wrong, but this political uproar is not terrible because what happened after the Iran thing in 1979 and 80, Ronald Reagan was elected. So everyone got mad at the liberal Democrat, Jimmy Carter, and then elected Ronald Reagan. Guess what? That can't happen anymore. Two reasons. They cheat. The Democrats cheat. There's no such thing as elections anymore, and you got to get over that. You got to get over the idea that this is just one party and then another party, and then it's just like the old days. No, no, no. We're in what I call post-political America, which means politics don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter because the people in charge just steal the elections anyway. They can be down to 0 points in the polls, and they're shrugging, going, whatever, we're doing what we want. Guess what? A billion mail-in ballots are going to come in from Philadelphia, and we'll be fine. So that's what I'm talking about post-political America. This is terrible news. And a couple other things come to mind. I think there's one silver lining, and it's not much of a silver lining in all of this. It's this. I think the gun control debate is pretty much over for about the next couple years. When the United States government turns over Black Hawk helicopters, drones, missiles, mortars, artillery pieces, thousands and thousands of so-called assault rifles, hands them over to the Taliban, and then says you can't have a 9mm pistol, are you out of your mind? You've given weapons of unimaginably more lethality to the Taliban. You gave it to them. You handed it to them. We've all seen the pictures. But what? But I can't own a semi-automatic pistol? Are you out of your mind? So there's one little thing that's pretty good with all of this. Oh, here's another little slap in the face. And this shows that we're dealing with absolute idiots when it comes to political matters. Guess what the State Department's doing for all those Americans that are getting evacuated? And I don't know how many are, handfuls at the time, because they can't get to the airport because the Taliban control the checkpoints because no measures were put in place to prevent that. But anyway, let's say you're an American and you somehow get to the airport, the one airport in downtown Kabul, Karzai Airport, that's got, you know, got buildings around it. When all you need to do is like shoot out the window and shoot down airplanes. It's the dumbest place in the world for an airport. Anyway, let's say you're an American and you get on a flight and you get out of Afghanistan. Guess what? The United States government's going to charge you $2,000 for airfare. That's right. The State Department has announced they're charging people evacuating $2,000 for the flight. So let me get this straight. We pay how many trillions of dollars a year in taxes, and the government won't even cover the evacuation costs of cleaning up a hideous, unnecessary mess that it created? Are you kidding me? What a slap in the face. Whose brilliant idea was that, to charge people to get out of a country that they have to get out of because the American government messed everything up? Oh, my goodness, does this stop? Well, here's what I think is probably the absolute worst of all of this. You're like, oh, really? It gets worse? Oh, yeah, it gets worse. Here's what I think, and here's why it's worse. I think this is deliberate. I cannot imagine this being an actual mistake in the ineptitude. Now, I can't imagine so-called President Biden hurrying this for the 9/11 thing. That makes sense to me. I understand that. There are tons of military people, intelligence people, and we know from open sources, we know that the military and the intelligence people had been warning for months that when we leave Afghanistan, we're going to have a plan because we've got a lot of people there. You know, contractors, military contractors, missionaries. How would you like to be a Christian missionary in Afghanistan right now with the Taliban running around? How would you like that? So there were plans. And by the way, we pulled this off in Iraq. I mean, look at Iraq. How hard was that? Yes, it was. It took a year of planning, and there was a lot of cost involved and a lot of planning. The United States of America knows how to evacuate a country and to do it well and to not hand over absolutely all of the sensitive weapons. Night vision, they now have state-of-the-art night vision, the Taliban do. That's going to come back and bite us. Not to mention, like, actual combat jets. A lot of them are like little T-38s and stuff like that. I'm not saying they're like, you know, F-14s or F-18s or anything. But they're still jets with bomb pods and the ability to strafe and all of that other stuff. Anyway, we know how to do this. We did this in Iraq, and there was a decision that was made to not do it the right way in Afghanistan. I don't think anyone can argue with that. We know how to do it. We didn't do it this time. Why? I'll tell you what my theory is, and it's only a theory. Deliberate. I think the people who control the United States government, and that would not be Joe Biden, that'd be his handlers, whoever they are, don't even kind of care who they are. I'm not going to come up with conspiracy theories or anything, because it doesn't matter who they are. They do not have the best interests of America at mind. I think they did this to have America lose its superpower status. I think this was a deliberate move to knock America off of its pedestal and make us just like any other goofball country that can't manage these things. And I think that is the most dangerous part. There are people in this government that want the United States to fail spectacularly, and that should concern you a great deal. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about whether liberals want a civil war. Yeah, that's right, I said it. Civil war. Stick around.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
If your part of Rocky Mountain Paradise has been waiting to burn for 100 years, this fall you should call Affordable Tree Service North at 568-6898. I have 3 houses fire went around, and Rob's handiwork saved 4 miles Boulder Mountain Lodge. We can get raging fire to drop out of the trees long before it gets too close to home. If the fire marshal flagged the drive or you're worried about the power lines, call 568-6898.
I'm a tree-cutting man.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The Three Sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Real, so listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Friday edition, Open Forum, KHNC, 1360 AM. You knew all that. I'm your co-host. I'm co-host normally of the Prepping 2.0 show that is on KHNC Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. I'm co-host with my wife. But when it comes to the Open Forum on Friday, the show you're listening to now, to avoid any confusion, the show you're listening to now, I'm not the co-host. I'm not your stinking little co-host. I'm the actual host. That's right. I'm in my big, powerful throne of a chair. Okay, just none. I'm in a 1998 Dodge Ram 2500 V10 cab in Moses Lake, Washington, talking to you via the phone. So that takes away all the magic and mystery of it. Anyway, I am really, really upset not only about Afghanistan, but about two other things that have happened. And this week has just been a blockbuster week. If you think America's the way it used to be and everything's hunky-dory and it's Leave It to Beaver time, then, first of all, I think you're wrong. Second of all, this week should have shaken you to your core. Horrible, dumb, awful idea from this administration, number two. As if the Afghanistan debacle wasn't enough. Number two, and this didn't get a lot of media play, they're doing what's called a trial balloon. And that's where, and I've been involved in politics, and I know how this works, and these are real things. They kind of have somebody go out and say, hey, you know what might happen, or you know what could happen, and then they see what the reaction is, right? A trial balloon, right? Like going up in the air, seeing what, I don't know, the atmosphere is like. I don't understand the analogy perfectly, but a trial balloon. Well, here's a trial balloon that went up. The United States Department of Justice, the so-called Attorney General, who's invalid too, along with the so-called President. Anyway, the so-called Attorney General said that he's thinking about this little thing in the 14th Amendment, Section 3, Clause 4, off the top of my head, that says, in the 14th Amendment, Due Process Clause, but it was adopted right after the Civil War, right? And they were dealing with, the Union was dealing with, the problem of Civil War, you know, politicians and generals and stuff, maybe wanting to run for office and then be like, you know, the senator from Louisiana and then maybe kind of carry on the war or something like that, you know, with their new position. So there needed to be, the thinking was, a way to have people who rose up against the United States be disqualified from holding political office. When you put it in context of the Civil War, it kind of makes sense. I mean, that does make sense. You don't want to have, like, Robert E. Lee, you know, the vice president or the president or something like that. I get it. Well, it's being abused horribly. The Attorney General said, well, you know, there's this part of the 14th Amendment, and given that Donald Trump, yes, you knew that's where this was going, given that Donald Trump led an insurrection on January 6th, parentheses, no, he didn't. It wasn't an insurrection, and he didn't lead it. There's a bunch of FBI informants that led, and it was going past the velvet rope in Congress, the little purple velvet rope. They say, like, oh, yeah, no visitors past this point. That's not an insurrection. I'll tell you what an insurrection is. It's taking over Afghanistan in 8 days and scoring a bunch of Black Hawk helicopters. That's what an insurrection is. It's not going past the velvet rope on the Capitol. Anyway. So what they're trying to do is see what the reaction would be to maybe saying Donald Trump can't run for president in 2024 because he led an insurrection. Now, I'm going to say this very plainly. I don't know how else to say this. Dear liberals, dear people in government, dear Biden handlers, please don't do this. Do you want a civil war? Because I know I don't. Nobody I know wants one. Nobody I know wants one. Maybe you guys do. If you guys really think through some obscure legal clause and some absurd factual argument like Donald Trump led an insurrection, you can keep Donald Trump off the ballot in 2024, you are out of your minds. About as stupid as, like, leaving Afghanistan and not evacuating people. So stupid is on the menu, is my point. Stupid is on the menu because they obviously have the ability to do stupid things. Please do not attempt to take Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. I'm begging you. It will not go well. It will spark an unbelievable amount of anger here. May I remind you, folks in government, Donald Trump got 75 million votes. Now, you guys say that Biden got 80 million, and we all know that's bunk. But we do know Donald Trump got 75 million votes. Are you going to tell 75 million voters that their guy can't be on the ballot because he, quote, led an insurrection, end quote? Are you kidding me? See, and I mentioned earlier in the show, and I use this phrase, and I want to follow up on it because it kind of explains what's going on. I said post-political America. We're past the point where elections matter, where politicians and those in charge can just kind of do what they want because they just cheat their way through elections. The fact that they are even floating this idiotic idea about preventing Donald Trump from being on the ballot shows that we are in post-political America. That never would have happened when elections had consequences, because people would have said, you guys are out of your minds. I'm not voting for you. Now voting doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. You know what? If voting doesn't matter, maybe they do keep Trump off the ballot. It doesn't matter anyway. They'll just pick who the next president's going to be, right? We're in post-political America where the normal political concerns and sort of like, I don't know, warnings and safeguards, the normal political inhibitions are out the window because they, the people in charge, can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. It's not like your votes in Colorado are gonna you know, counteract all the fake votes in Philadelphia, right? So they're actually talking about, and I stress again, it is at the very preliminary stage. I don't want to overblow this. They're sort of doing with trial balloons about keeping Donald Trump off the 2024 ballot. Is that a conspiracy theory? No. So my source on this, Fox News, pretty reliable, mainstream news. Not my favorite news place, but, you know, it's not Alex Jones saying this. So there you have it. Here's another shocking, I mean, absolutely mind-blowing thing that the Democrats tried last week also. Yeah, big week. Another example of post-political America where if we had a functioning political system and actually had fair elections, this kind of stunt would have never been attempted. So it's 3 a.m., on the Senate floor, United States Senate floor. Can you imagine, by the way? That would be a terrible job. Who would want to be a U.S. Senator? Well, I guess you get super rich, so maybe that's why you want to do it. It's 3 a.m., and you got to listen to what? Chuck Schumer drone on? I mean, oh, my goodness gracious. How could you even keep your eyes open? But anyway, 3 a.m., and Ted Cruz, Republican, awesome senator from Texas, is on the floor. Or he's not on the floor, but he's sitting there in the Senate. Most of the senators have gone home. Ted Cruz notices, and by the way, it's all documented, so this is not some crazy conspiracy theory. Ted Cruz notices that, like, a lot of Dems are showing up. Like, I don't know, they got awakened or something, or woke up from their naps, and they're now on the floor. So now there's all these Democrats on the floor at 3 in the morning when there's only one Republican. Huh. What could possibly go wrong? Well, I'll tell you what can go wrong. A little thing called unanimous consent. There's a thing in the House and the Senate, it's true of federal House and Senate, and also most state legislatures, where, as the name implies, if everybody's cool with it, unanimous consent, stuff just happens, right? When we come back, I'm going to tell you what they wanted to try to push through at 3 in the morning with unanimous consent to blow your mind. Very good.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes.
Back the truck up. Where are you going to get 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs? Meat America, locally raised, dry-aged beef. Call 970-759-9217 or go to meetamericainc@gmail.com. That's M-E-E-T, americainc@gmail.com. Back the truck up.
Look at all the cows in the slaughterhouse yard. Gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up. Throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup.
And get 10% off of 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs. Once again, 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs right now at 970-759-9217 and meetamericainc@gmail.com.
1360khnc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
I As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the second to last segment of the Open Forum Friday edition. Glenn Tate, your host today. We're talking about this really sneaky thing the Democrats tried this week, and it's another example of how elections, when they don't matter, then politicians will do all kinds of stuff that normally they wouldn't do if they thought they could get unelected for doing it. But when they know they can just cheat their way into winning, they're just fine with some really shady stuff. As I mentioned, unanimous consent. I know that sounds like some parliamentary tactic, and everyone's like, oh, geez, I don't listen to the radio to learn Robert's Rules of Order. I mean, if I wanted to be on the school board, I'd be on the school board. No, here's unanimous consent. If everybody in the chamber at the time is fine with it, then they just can pass stuff. They don't use it for laws. They use it for things like, you'll probably notice, you know, some politician be up there, and I'd like the unanimous consent to add this, you know, study to the congressional record. Hearing no objection, it's so entered. I mean, that kind of thing. You know, it's really routine for little things. You know what's not a little thing? H.R. 1, which was the Democrats' bill to federalize elections, allow mail-in ballots with no security whatsoever. It was the Voting Cheating Act, and it would do all the horrible stuff. It would basically whitewash and make legal all the nasty things that they did in 2020. It was a horrible, horrible piece of legislation. Isn't this interesting? H.R. 1 passed the House because Nancy Pelosi. It died in the Senate because even the Democrats in the Senate were like, you know what, this is way too far. So the Senate said no to H.R. 1, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of Democrats get together, and there's one guy, one Republican, sitting there watching this happen, Ted Cruz. The Democrats say, and I'm not kidding, this is absolutely outrageous. The Democrats say, oh, let's pass H.R. 1, hearing no objection, and Ted Cruz says, wait a minute, hold the phone. Ted Cruz says, I object. This is not unanimous consent. You cannot possibly completely change election law in the United States for decades to come at 3 o'clock in the morning with 10 of your little buddies and one of me. He said, I object. And you should have seen Chuck Schumer's face and his voice. Fine. Unanimous consent is denied. Urgh, he was so mad. Listen. Things are getting crazy, you guys. When they try to pass massive legislation, hugely controversial, hugely destructive, incredibly partisan, incredibly bitter. When they try to do that at 3 in the morning, you guys, with some little stunt like this, and when it had already failed in the Senate, so it's pretty obvious the Senate is not okay with this, you guys, when they're trying that, what else are they going to try? Post-political America. This stuff didn't used to happen. Yeah, there were some shady things, but not this shady. You guys, buckle up, because there's going to be all kinds of crazy bills trying to get passed in the middle of the night. There's going to be all kinds of crazy foreign policy things going on. Inflation is going insane. All these things. You guys, if there's anybody out there that still wonders if we are in the beginning phase of a collapse of the United States, just look at what happened this week. Whether it's trying to ram through stuff, whether it's suggesting that Donald Trump cannot be on the Attorney General of the United States, by the way, this isn't like some commentator on CNN. The Attorney General of the United States saying out loud, Well, we're not sure if Donald Trump can be on the ballot in 2024. And then you've got the Afghanistan absolute debacle that's been talked about and needs not be covered again. When these sorts of things are happening within a one-week period, you guys, the pace is quickened. I call it the quickening, right? It's like when you can feel it. You feel the snowball gaining speed. The snowball is gaining speed, you guys. This is all coming to a head. And all the inhibitions and the restrictions and safety measures are out the window. The current government, the regime, as I call it, because they weren't elected, they're a regime. The regime is not holding back. And guess what? They're getting desperate. You know, take the Ted Cruz thing. They've got to be saying, doggone it, that Ted Cruz messed up our whole thing, and they get mad and they get frustrated. And then you know what they do, because they're power hungry and drunk on power? They say, we're going to do this. We're going to show that Ted Cruz guy, we're going to pass this law one way or another. We're going to do an executive order, whatever nonsense they have in mind. They're getting desperate, and they're angry, and they're lashing out, and they don't think anything stops them from doing what they want. This is an extraordinarily dangerous time in American history. Extraordinarily dangerous. Ask yourself this. Is this normal? Is it normal to strand 15,000 people in Afghanistan? Is it normal to try to do unanimous consent to completely rewrite the election laws in the United States? Is it normal for the Attorney General of the United States to suggest that the opposition party candidate can't appear on the ballot? Is any of this normal? Did this happen in 1988? Did this happen in 1950? No, none of this happened. This is a fundamentally different country. This is post-political America. And you know what? You have to open your eyes and you have to accept it. You don't have to like it. Lord knows you don't like it. I know you guys. You don't like it. You know me. I don't like it. Nobody likes this. No decent person likes this. Guess what? This is the hand we've been dealt. We have to play this hand. We have to navigate our way through all this nonsense. We have to understand the government is crazy right now, and they don't feel any sort of restrictions. They're going to do crazier things than they've always done. They've always done crazy things. Don't get me wrong. This is not like I woke up this morning and I go, gee, federal government can kind of be lame sometimes. No, I understand it. It's the quickening, you guys. You need to be prepared for it. We'll stick around in the final segment and have some what? Positive news. Get out of town. How can any of this be positive? You'll see.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the final segment, the positive segment. You can always tell from the music, Bobby Farron, Don't Worry, Be Happy. We like to end on a positive note, especially given that it's a Friday, right? I like to go into the weekend positive. I don't like negativity, but doggone it, sometimes events are negative. We talked about that. We're done with the negative events. Here's what's positive, you guys. As much as I, and I mentioned this, make fun of, look down upon the gen poppers, the general population that's oblivious to all of this, they're getting it. In conversations I'm having with regular people, and by the way, when I say regular people, that's not a put-down. It's just people that don't care about politics because they're like, ah, they're all a bunch of goofballs, rah, 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 that whole thing. People are getting it. You know what they're really getting? Inflation. They're seeing that. I think inflation is going to be the biggest wake-up call ever to the general population, and they're going to say, something ain't right. Some stuff needs to change. Some stuff is fundamentally wrong. Well, I think this week has been the biggest wake-up call ever for gen poppers, and it's been Afghanistan. Everybody understands what a debacle this is. They probably don't know about the Ted Cruz thing. They probably don't know about the AG, so-called AG, suggesting that Donald Trump not be on the ballot in 2025. They're not into the weeds of the details. I mean, I live this stuff. I'm constantly doing show prep. 7 days a week, Shelby and I, we sit around and we look at news feeds and we talk to people and we have informants, basically, who tell us stuff, not like at the big federal level, but like tell us what's going on and inklings. We have conversations with people. We're constantly gathering information, right? Most people aren't like that. And that's cool. That's cool. That's why you listen to the radio, right? Have me do all that work and you can just sit and listen, right? I mean, that makes sense. I don't know how to, like, fix cars or be a carpenter, so you do that stuff and I'll do this stuff, and you know, it'll be a good trade. In any event, people are getting it. I'm telling you, this country is not, the red parts of this country at least, are not tolerating this stuff. They are not tolerating. Even the blue parts and the purple parts of this country are sitting there saying, something's wrong. Have you noticed? Even CNN, and can you believe this, MSNBC are even going after Biden saying this evacuation is disaster, Mr. President. Even the hardcore D's are standing up and saying something for a change. I'm telling you guys, this is the beginning. This is the quickening. This is the beginning. Now, it's going to be tumultuous. It's going to be bumpy. There's going to be a lot of political strife in this country, a lot of economic strife in this country. And there may be even more than strife. There may be full-on badness, and let's pray to God, and I mean that literally, that does not happen. But there's going to be a lot of tumultuous times, but here's the thing. People are getting it. They're getting it. They see the government's completely out of hand. They see that the government's handing out all this money to people and nobody's showing up for work. And then there's only two people at the Burger King and the orders get all messed up. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it took us a month to get a transmission for a vehicle that normally would take a week to maybe to ship and to get installed. People are seeing that stuff is broken down and they don't like it. So, eventually, one way or another, people get what they want. And what they, I think, increasingly want is stuff to work and stuff to be better. And I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to get it in a big way. And I wanted you guys to know that positive thought. Well, this music, Right On by Bottleneck, means time for Glenn Tate to ride on. And I am going to physically, literally ride on at this parking lot. Head to Montana, where I am now making my home. God bless America. God bless
knees, staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees, deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143.
won't forget what it's like inside his cage.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon from exit 116 to exit 133 remains closed this morning, but should reopen today.
The shutdown started at 4:27 Wednesday afternoon when a flash flood warning was issued for the area with heavy rain moving in that could affect the Grizzly Creek Fire's burn scar. The highway had just been reopened Saturday morning after a two-week shutdown for damage from mudslides to be cleared. CDOT asked the federal government for $116 million to help fix the road, got the first $11 million within 24 hours, and started putting that to use right away. CDOT's considering asking for more for off-highway repairs. Those could include damage to the Colorado River, which is almost dammed up in a couple spots, or the trail to Hanging Lake. I'm Jim Williams.
Former Governor and current Senator John Hickenlooper says he's tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, Hickenlooper says he is a breakthrough case of the virus and is experiencing mild symptoms, but is isolating at the direction of a physician, and is grateful to the vaccine for limiting his symptoms and allowing him to continue working. Cases of COVID-19 have been surging across Colorado. As of yesterday, 660 people were hospitalized in the state with the virus. Currently, about 90% of all cases in the state are the more contagious Delta variant. A 19-year-old faces felony drug charges after he was found with 18.7 pounds of suspected narcotics in his vehicle, according to Eagle County Sheriffs. The 19-year-old driver was identified as John Michael Sean Hughes of Phoenix. He's facing several felony drug charges. The Pueblo Chemical Depot accidentally plays the wrong message during a weekly alarm test yesterday, causing some panic. According to officials, the message that played to residents in the area was, "This is not a drill. An accident happened at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. Please go inside." The Chemical Depot has confirmed that this is a false alarm and was part of a weekly routine test, and an employee accidentally played the wrong message. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure. And no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now is the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because of the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months, and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad. But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had too much to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get a machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system called the xylem and the phloem in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly, and it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make, just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tejibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tejibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tejibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tejibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tejibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tejiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpus
corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tejibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoon, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain. Kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take 2 a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection, but you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor, doctor gives them antibiotics, they drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back, they go back to the doctor, they get some more antibiotics, and in 2 weeks the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really like the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a Chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her Chihuahua, and her Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a Chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. We have a Siberian Husky. So I said, you know, did Chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the Chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold it in his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years. And he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing left on my lungs to burn out. He says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tahibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information on our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tahiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own products from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Dahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer and my PSA level was 1200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas, so I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up, And he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer, and now 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea, once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed, And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And two and a half months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, "Oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy." So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best. But unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, the informational booklets that you include with every order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course, she says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. 88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dehebo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Podarco bark to make Dehebo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dehebo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Podarco Dehebo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dehebo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dehebo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dehebo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Dehebo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Dehebo Tea. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Sons of Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men.
free men you are.
What will you do without freedom?
Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I told you so!
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
They have never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year, and it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them. And that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they were asked why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold. Because it's too varied, because there's thousands of them, and because you have to get it exactly right, and viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. Now, Fauci has come out. If you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment, and said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. They're going to tighten down the restrictions, loosen them by the summer, and then release new strains immediately that aren't even as bad as the current strain. They'll say they're worse, fearmonger, and then clamp down even stronger. And that's what they've done in Italy. It's what they've done in other areas where they've been beta testing, like Spain, and now moving towards Australia. So this is all formulaic. It's all heavily scripted.